Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Ahluwalia Contracts (India) Limited Q3 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Ambit Capital Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sudeep Bora. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Ambit Capital, I thank the management of Ahluwalia Contracts (India) Limited for the opportunity to host the Q3 FY26 earnings conference call. To discuss the results, I'm pleased to welcome Mr. Shobhit Uppal, Deputy Managing Director, Mr. Vikas Ahluwalia, Director, and Mr. Satbeer Singh, Chief Financial Officer. Now, I invite management to discuss key highlights of the quarter, post which we'll open up the Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, Shobhit.
Hi, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. Ahluwalia Contracts (India) Limited has announced its financial results for Q3 FY26. During Q3 FY26, the company has achieved a turnover of 1,060.72 crores and a PAT of 54.02 crores, in comparison to a turnover of 951.96 crores and a PAT of 49.39 crores during Q3 FY25. The company has registered a growth of 11.43% in turnover and a 9.38% growth in PAT during Q3 FY26, in comparison to the corresponding quarter FY25. EPS of the company for Q3 FY26 is 8.06 compared to 7.37 in the corresponding quarter FY25. During Q3 FY26, the company's EBITDA margin is 9.05% as compared to 8.86% in Q3 FY25, and PAT margin is 5.02% as compared to the PAT margin of 5.11% in Q3 FY25. During the period of 9 months FY26 of the company, the company has achieved a turnover of 3,242.90 crores and a PAT of 184.18 crores, in comparison to a turnover of rupees 2,882.79 crores and a PAT of 118.35 crores during the corresponding 9 months of the last financial year FY25. EPS of the company for the period of 9 months FY26 is 27.49, as compared to EPS of rupees 17.67 during the period of 9 months FY25. During the period of 9 months FY26, the company's EBITDA margin is 9.59%, as compared to 7.57%, PAT margin of 5.60%, as compared to 4.05% in the period of 9 months FY25. Net order book of the company as on 31st December 2025 is 18,679.50 crores to be executed in the next 2.5 to 3 years. Total order inflow in FY26 year to date is 9,562 crores. Thank you. We are open to take questions now.
Thank you very much. We'll begin with the question-and-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So firstly, given the margins and the execution in 9 months, so how do you see the annual revenue for FY25, for FY26? You're targeting around 15%-20% kind of growth.
No, more like anywhere between 10%-15%. Margin projection is what I had given last time. It will be double digit. But December, January have been impacted by NGT and project closures in Delhi, and as nearly 44% of order book comes from Delhi, that's impacted the top line a bit. We are expecting slight disruption in March also this time, because Holi is earlier this time. So yeah, anywhere between 10 to 15% top line.
Sir, and for next year?
Next year it will be 15 to 20%.
Okay. Sir, given the very strong order book, and you mentioned that the orders are to be executed in roughly 3 odd years, so can the growth be even higher? Are we being conservative for 27?
Vaibhav, you ask me this every time. We are being slightly conservative. Yeah, the order book is, it was healthy last time around, it's healthier now. We've given a projection of about 8,000 crores worth of order book in this inflow, fresh order inflow in this year. We've crossed that. It's at about 9,500 crores. So, we're being conservative when we're saying 15 to 20%.
Okay. So, secondly, on a few key projects, so when do we expect to start the work on Jameson Jewelry Park?
We will start it in Q1, FY27. I mentioned the last time around also in April, I said we'll start the drawings. Approvals are coming in now, and the client is in the process of handing over part of the site to us. There was an overburden of earth which was to be removed by the client. They have already done that substantially, and 30 to 40% of the area they are in the process of handing over to us, which should happen in the next month, and we should start the work.
Any target that we look for this project in FY27 in terms of revenue?
Definitely, Gem and Jewelry Park. Definitely, we are as I said, Q1 FY27 the work will start. Actual billing will start.
So can you do this 30-35% kind of execution which we were targeting earlier for 27?
Sorry, come again. 30-35%? What? Sorry.
For FY27. What kind of revenue are we targeting from this project?
Of the total value of the project, I think it would be to the tune of about 20%, 20-25%.
Okay. And so, secondly, on CSMT, we have seen some weakness in execution in Q3 compared to the quarterly run rate of last 4 quarters. So, how do you see it for the entire year and for next year?
I think we had projected that we will execute in this financial year, we would be executing anywhere between 300 and 350 crores worth of work on CSMT. And we are confident we will be doing that. The work progress is picked up there. And so we should be meeting that target. As far as the next financial year goes, we should be doing a work of about 700 crores there.
Okay, and sir, lastly, one data point. So, order inflow number is 9562 crores. So, of this, what would be the value ex of GST?
Out of this, 9562, 603 crore.
603 is the GST value?
Is the GST value.
GST.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a bit of money.
9562.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Lakshmi Narayan from Tunga Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello, yes sir. Yes sir.
Yeah.
Hello.
May I go ahead?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. When we had a call in the third week of November, we were confident of growth of around 15 to 20%. And did you anticipate that this would actually get toned down to 10 to 15%? Or what actually happened in the last, 5 to 6 weeks of Q3? That is my first question. The second question is that, one of our key accounts, Signature Global, they called out some bit of slowness in the in their projects, particularly the sector 37D Sarvam. I don't know whether we are working on the DLX.
We are working. Yes.
Sarvam or DLX we are working?
We are working on DXP, Deluxe Signature 37D. Not the new one. New one is the name that you took. We are not working on that.
Okay, okay. And also...
I think what they... Sorry to interject, but this is Sarvam. What was the name that you said?
Yeah, they talked about the project Sarvam, which was launched in December 2025.
They are talking about a slowness in sales there. I don't think this... So that's why we are not associated with that job, nor have we bid for that job.
Got it. And also, the larger question, because we have, DLF is also a large, important client. And what is your sense of the entire market? I think last time also you said that we are somehow ring-fenced ourselves from any particular slowdown or any particular cash issues with any of the developers. Can you just elaborate a bit more on that? So these are my two questions. One is that what happened between November 17th to December end, which led to a seemingly underwhelming guidance of some value soccer. Is there something that really happened? And then the second in terms of the Gurgaon stuff.
Yeah, so first question, as I mentioned to Weber in response to the question that he asked, the NGT impact this year has been more prolonged, so to say. Since 44% of our order book is from NCR, December and January have been impacted. Even the first week of February was impacted as far as the project closure on account of pollution was concerned. This time March, the Holi festival is in the first week of March. So generally what we've seen in the past is that 3 or 4 days before the festival, the labor force starts going back to their hometown and then it takes about a week for them to come back. So, March is also going to be impacted. That's why we have reduced our projection by 2, 3, 4 percentage points as far as the top line is concerned. As regards ring fencing or our exposure to the slowdown as far as sales of residential buildings or projects is concerned, I had mentioned last time around that we have now slowed down as far as bidding for further residential projects is concerned. We feel that out of our total bouquet of projects, residential is quite a bit. So we are now focusing on institutional projects or airports or hotels or commercial projects. Residential is not a focus area for us, especially in NCR. Having said that, the projects that we are working on, be it with DLF as you mentioned, we have not seen any sort of issues with payments. DLF being obviously the premier development company in the country. Even with the likes of Smart World or EMAR, all the projects that we are executing were launched more than 2 years ago. RERA, being in place, we've not felt any financial issues with all the clients that we are working for on these residential projects in NCR.
So, just to understand, so the RERA ensures that the cash flows are restricted to that project and it is not actually taken out for any other thing, right? So
yes. Yes. In fact, it also puts pressure on the developer to sort of ensure that the projects are delivered in time. So, we continue to face those pressures from developers to execute faster and bill faster. And as I said, we've not faced any cash flow issues from these developers.
And just on the NGT thing, right? And this seems to be a recurring phenomenon every year, right? So if that is the case, is it that, how do we build in our growth expectations internally? I mean, how do you realign yourself? Because this is happening maybe consecutively for the second or maybe third year also. And we have 44-45% in CR region, and that's something which will be there for the next 2-3 years also. So is it fair to assume that that's something which is a given, and is there any way in which you can address this?
So you're right, it's pretty much become a part of the annual calendar, especially the third quarter of the financial year. But having said that, because it's become a part now, all the constituents of the ecosystem have become alive to it, and you know, we are all constructively brainstorming as to how to mitigate the impact of this, how to sort of sensitize the powers that be it the courts or the government, be it the state governments or the central government, the impact that this is having on the livelihoods of the workers involved with our industry. And we are reasonably hopeful that, you know, in the coming years, this impact is going to be mitigated with the measures that we are taking on the projects to ensure that we are not contributing as much to pollution as the popular notion is. We are sensitizing the governments to this fact also. And you know, the most important point is all of us, be it the developer or be it the contractor or be it the bureaucracy, we seem to be getting aligned on this point. So we are hoping that, you know, in the coming year or years, the disruptions are not going to be as much as they have been in the last 2-3 years. And this year has been a little more peculiar in the sense that, you know, right from the festive season onwards, the disruption started. So the, and now Holi, is, as I said, is also earlier. So this impact starting from Diwali, from October till January end, has impacted our top line performance.
Just one more question. Sometime back, maybe a year back, or maybe 3 quarters back, you mentioned that there is a non-availability of workers, and especially post-elections, you couldn't get them assembled, etc. Now, I mean, how have you taken, I mean, has any steps have been taken by the industry or by yourself so that we have, you know, we will have some UP elections coming next year and so on and so forth. So how do you ensure that the labor availability at the right time, at the right amount is actually taken care of, or is still that a lurking issue at your end?
No, it's actually a full-blown issue. It's not a lurking issue. And but again, the slight advantage of this becoming such a large issue is that, again, all of us are aware of this fact now. It's not in the days gone by, it was only the contractor who used to grapple with this issue. Now everybody is aware. More importantly, the clients are aware of this, the governments are aware of this, and so what is happening is that this is leading to greater standardization, wherein you know, we can do a lot of work offsite, use more mechanization to reduce the impact on or reduce the dependency on labor, and then training is also something that we've started, but that's in a very nascent stage. Have I answered your question? Or hello?
Yeah, thank you so much, sir. You have answered my question.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parvez Qazi from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir, and thanks for
coming. Hi, Parvez. Hi.
Hi. So first, I mean, on this NGT issue, assuming, let's say, if it had not been there, what kind of execution would we have done in Q3?
What kind of execution? We would have stayed on course for a 15%+ growth in our top line.
Sure. Secondly, on on the payment, etc., how do you see things now, especially from the government departments? In some of the other segments of infra, we have seen a slowdown in payments in FY26. So how is the situation in your government funded projects?
A lot of our, or most of our government funded government projects are central government projects. We are not really seeing much of a problem there, other than in the odd project here and there, like we're doing a central university project in the state of Himachal Pradesh, which is partly funded by the state and partly by the center. So there we are facing some challenges. That project is nearing completion. We are hoping to complete it in Q1 of FY27. So there is a bit of a challenge there. We completed another hospital for the center and state government in, again, Himachal. The final payment, there has been stuck for a while. So, with the state of Himachal, there is a bit of an issue. And we are also seeing some issues with the state of Assam. I think that's also due to the fact that the machinery there has slowed down a bit on account of the impending elections. Otherwise, we haven't seen. All our other slow-moving projects, be it for the state of Bihar or other states, they are okay now. We've got our payments.
Sure. And a couple of data points that I needed from Sandeep ji. What is our current gross debt level, I mean gross borrowings?
Gross borrowing is this, it is 22 crores approximately.
What would be the cash level that we have currently?
Cash balance is, hold for a moment. Just the cash balance is 253 crores and bank balance is 587 crores.
What is the capex that we have done in Q4?
In 9 months we have incurred around 193 crores.
Okay. And apart from this order book, are we L1 in any other project?
Yes, we are L1 in 4 projects. This is amounting to rupees 2,485 crores approximately.
Sure. Last question. And what is the status on the Chandigarh station redevelopment project? Has work picked up there, or I mean, what is the status now?
So Chandigarh station is nearing completion. We are targeting to complete it in Q1, FY27. The two stations, Panchkula and Chandigarh, have already been completed, and we have offered the client to take them over, and the platform work is also substantially underway. And as I said, in somewhere by May, we should be completing it.
Sure, sir. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mahesh Patil from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. So my first question is on the DLF Lilias project. I think last time we guided for more than 100 crore of revenue in this fiscal and around 3 to 3.5 billion next year. So are we on track for that for this year?
No, this year it will be about 40% of that because, new earthquake codes were put in place and DLF has redesigned or is in the process of redesigning or doing the structural design again. So that is why, a lot of work had to be redone. Obviously, at the client's cost. So that is why our target is going to be, our turnover is going to be lesser by March end. But we should be post-Holi. We should be in a position to take up the work in real earnest. The designs are coming in as we speak.
And sir, what is the estimate for FY27 from this project?
From Dahlia's, the next financial year, it remains what we had said last year.
Okay. Okay. And sir, pollution issue, right? Are we facing any challenges in the current month as well, or? Because I think it's the last.
You're not very clearly audible. Repeat that, please.
Sir, I was asking in the last con call in November, we highlighted that till that date, we were around 11% of margins. So apart from this grab issue, anything else that impacted our revenue and margins this quarter?
Primarily it was grab only, as I said. You see, Hello, come again.
Yeah, and sir, was there any impact of this issue in the base quarter last year, Q3?
The impact of grab you're talking about.
Correct, sir. In the base
in
quarter
the last year. It was there, definitely, but it was lesser since our exposure now has increased to the NCR market.
Okay, so you mentioned around 40% of the order book is...
Yeah, more than 40% is now from NCR.
Okay, and so for next year, if I may ask, what would be our revenue estimate from this NCR region for FY27? Any ballpark number?
Oh, we are in the process. It should be about 40%.
40% of revenue estimate. Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dollar Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you, sir. Sir, a couple of questions and clarifications. So, in the fourth quarter, how much are we looking to do kind of a revenue? 1,400 odd crore kind of a revenue that we are looking at in this fourth quarter?
Yes. It would be 10 to 15%.
Yeah, about 1,400 crores, yes.
Okay. And next full year, then we should be doing 20 to 25%?
I said 15 to 20% earlier.
But some recoup should be there in the FY27, given the inflow is also on the higher side, sir.
Yeah, it should be. I had also mentioned that this is a conservative estimate. That I think the recovery, what we've sort of lost out, 3-4 percentage points should be made up in the next financial year. That's why I said 15 to 20%.
Okay. And the margin for fourth quarter?
And our project, just to put things in context, more so with the Central Vista project, which has come in, which will be a fast-moving project. And that is one project which... The Central Vista projects are insulated from the grab impact. So that should also contribute substantially to our turnover next year.
Yeah, so I was about to ask that only. So this out of this...
I know you well. That's why I preempted you.
Yeah. So roughly how one can look at... So the overall timeline for Central Vista is 24 months and in FY27... can we see kind of a 40-odd% of this 2,600 crore?
Yeah, that's what I, initially there is time is going to be taken by designing. It's a large project. It's a very complex project. So designing is already started. We are awaiting clearance from the authorities. These are important buildings which are having to be demolished. They have yet not been vacated. So, we should be billing at least 30% plus in this year.
Okay, got it. And in terms of the margin, Q4 and next year, 10% is doable or we can say even...
No, it is definitely doable.
Okay. But a possibility towards 10.5% is there for next year?
Let's stick to 10%.
Okay. And just to sort of clarify this 9,500 crore plus order inflow, so this is excluding the GST, you are saying?
Just the GST is included in that 603 crore.
603?
Yes.
Is included in the figure of 9,562.
Okay. So if we remove that and broadly 8,900 odd crore without GST.
Yes.
Okay. And the L1 that we said 2,485, so that is also excluding GST or including?
That is also including GST. Because most of that's government project and that is including GST.
Okay, so these are three projects. So last time we were having the two projects, Bhubaneswar University and RML Hospital, Delhi.
These are four projects.
Four projects.
Can you, sir, name it, all these four projects?
One is RML, one is Odisha University, one is Assam Judicial Complex, one is Kota Airport.
Okay. And lastly, sir, balance sheet details, inventory, debtors, trade payable, and mobilization, retention, and unbilled.
That's debtors are 638 crores.
Okay.
And retention 431 crores.
Okay.
Mobilization 729 crore.
Okay.
Debt payable 738 crore.
Sorry, 738 is what?
Trade payable.
Trade payable.
Creditors.
Creditors, yeah, 738, yeah.
And inventory 359 crore.
359.
And unbilled revenue 639 crore.
639 crore. And in terms of the capex in the fourth quarter, how much more? 193 crore we have done. How much more we will be doing in
nine months? Yeah. In this quarter we have incurred 55 crore.
55 crore more.
Or kitna kare?
So that is around
100 crore.
Okay, total. So around 300 crore for the entire
yes.
year.
Yes,
yes.
And then next year also similar 300 crore?
Yes, next year also similar. It's similar. Should be lesser actually because the order inflow that we've had now, we've more or less, by the end of March, we would have catered to the capex for those projects.
Okay. And sir, this L1 most likely will be converted into LOA by this March, this 2,485 odd crores.
Can't say on all these jobs, really, it's very difficult. Because as we've seen, sometimes with government projects, especially state government projects, it takes a long time.
Okay, so next year then, apart from this, the price, if I have to look at, can one look at 8,000-9,000 crore similar run rate in terms of inflow for FY27?
Oh, as I said, we are picking and choosing our projects. We have focus on residential is not there. So I think logically speaking, next year the inflow will be slightly lesser.
5,000-6,000 crore.
Yes. Because our focus is going to be in increasing our efficiency and increasing our margins and doing delivery on the projects that we've bagged in this year and last year.
Yeah, got it, sir. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sandeep Sabharwal from ASK Investment. Please go ahead.
I just wanted to find about this new labor code provision. So most companies actually put this as an extraordinary expense. You have, I think, included it in the labor salary and wages. So X of that, if you have to see what would have been the margins and the PAT, have you done some calculations?
That is 1 crore 31 lakh that has been impacted during this 9 months due to introduction of the labor code.
No.
So Sameer is saying the impact till December is 1 crore and 31 lakhs.
Oh, it's 1 crore 31. It's not 13 crores. Okay.
No, 1 crore 31 lakhs.
Okay, that's fine. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, what would be our bid pipeline as of now?
Bid pipeline as of now is about 7,000 crore.
Okay. And sir, in your guidance of 5,000-6,000 crore of inflow, does it include the L1 orders as well of around 2,500 crore?
Yeah, it does.
So likely conversion would be in next year?
Yes.
Okay. And sir, secondly, on the Bihar animal husbandry project, so when do we target to complete the project?
In FY 2027.
Dropped down in last 2-3 quarters.
Yeah, because, you know, the area, it's an existing campus, so the new buildings are coming up. As and when they are handing over or vacating existing old buildings, they are being demolished and the new ones are being constructed. So in the last quarter and a half, you know, the vacation of these buildings has slowed down. But this will definitely complete in FY 2027, because part of the complex in this quarter has been inaugurated by the Honorable CM, and he's announced a date for completion of the entire campus. So we are reasonably confident in the next year it will be completed.
Okay. And sir, lastly, on gems and jewelry, so when do we, what is the timeline of, or is timeline of construction, and when do we intend to complete the project?
I think, the timeline, Vikas is on the call. Vikas, are you there? You want to answer this question?
Sir, Vikas sir is not online.
Okay, never mind. The period for this completion of this job is about three and a half years, if memory serves me right. And as I mentioned earlier, we are going to start billing in Q1 FY 2027. The work will start on the ground. Since this is an EPC job, engineering is already happening.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rachit from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Thanks. Sir, with regards to CSMT project, is there any delay relative to the original timeline?
Yes, there is a delay. There is a huge delay. And so we've, as I had been explained in the earlier calls, you know, the entire design of this project had to be redone because the design, conceptual design, which was given by the tender, was not tenable. Certain aspects of that design were not tenable on the ground. That designing is complete. Work is works now moving at a fast clip there. That's why there's a delay.
So can that result in any cost overruns for us, like lower margins in this project for us?
So yes, there has been an impact on the cost, but, you know, as we move along, we are hopeful that some of these costs will be mitigated, either through extra work or through extra claim.
Okay. And can there be any penalties as well?
No, we've got the extension of time owing to the delays till now, which are not attributable to us, has been granted.
That has been amicably agreed upon?
Yes. What happens in all government contracts is that, you know, there is a hindrance register, which is maintained and which is jointly signed off, which helps establish the delays which are not attributable to the contractor. Generally, these are finally quantified towards the end or the last stage of the project. But in this project, since the delays have been quite large and very obviously not attributable to us, up until now, the extension of time has been granted.
Sure. And the margins on this project were same as company level margins going into the project, or since it was a marquee project, so we bid at a lower margin?
No, these were similar to the company-wide margins that we target. In fact, you know, because the competition on this job was lesser, because the scale of the job, only the larger players were there,
So we had bid in with the same margin that we keep for other projects or other blue chip projects. I think
got
that's it. I think have I answered your question or is something left?
Yeah. And one more related to this, given it's a very complex project and a lot of traffic at the station, so do you envisage any delays in execution because of that reason in the future?
You are right, because while the buildings, the greenfield buildings, you know, the DRM or the node, the building, you know, or the other buildings, they, we don't envisage any delay, further delay. But platforms or doing them up for the concourses, that depends on the shutdown which is given to us. So, you know, it's very hard to predict. But yes, generally going by our experience at Chandigarh Railway Station, there may be some delays there.
Okay, and those delays, I mean, can again cost overruns, or that has been budgeted in, or how is that?
Those have been budgeted in to some extent.
Okay. All right. And sir, you just mentioned that Gems & Jewelry will start from April, and the timeline original was probably 2.5 years or 3 years. So that timeline will begin from April, or it has already started from the time of?
No, it will begin from April. It will begin from April.
It will begin from April. Okay. Understood. And one last one. Given the pollution related construction ban in Delhi has been happening for the last 2-3 years, and it is affecting our top line growth and the margin and the guidance that we need to revise it downward. Now my question relates to the next year where we are saying 15-20% growth. So do you think that we might have to again revise it downward, or we are budgeting in 10 or 9 months of construction activity only in Delhi while we give this guidance for FY27?
No, we are not budgeting in only 10 or 9 months of this thing. What I had said earlier was, while some impact will be there, but we are hopeful that this year or next year, because the entire ecosystem is totally sensitized and much more aware about this issue, every constituent of this ecosystem is working to mitigate its effects. So we are hopeful that this time around the effects will be lesser, much lesser.
Sure. I hope so, and that's the case, because we were hoping that FY26 will also have much lesser impact, but it turned out to be the opposite. So just
you're right, and it's not only impacted the top line, it's also impacted our profitability. Because, you know, while we bagged a lot of large orders, and to execute those large orders, our overhead costs had also gone up. So, you know, in the short term, our profitability has been hit. But the silver lining is that now going forward, not only are we well stocked on our order book, but we are also well equipped every which way to, you know, ramp up our execution speed. So hopefully next year we will make up. We are very optimistic that we'll make up the shortfall that we've encountered this year.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much, and wish you all the best. Thanks.
Thank you.
Really appreciate answering all the questions.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Good evening, sir. So I just wanted to check on, well, I see the results for this quarter. I see a subcontract work as well as other expenses are substantially high, almost 30% year on year, which are very similar to our quarter two numbers. So the first question is there a substantial reason to it apart from the NGT issue which has been discussed already?
Just a second, please. Let me take a look at the numbers. Oh, you can mention that. There is.
You are asking about to in comparison to which quarter?
The same quarter last year, sir. The subcontract work as well as other expenses.
Just if you have to see, including cost of material and other expenses as subcontract, then you will find that is at par. Because
okay.
our
okay.
PAT is also approximately on the similar line. 6.90% was last year and now 6.85.
Right, so that has
basically you have to include entire thing, subcontract, construction expenses and cost of material. Then you will find the appropriate answer.
Fair enough, fair enough. Thank you. The second question I just had was, you know, there have been news of lately on increasing steel prices. Does that impact you on quarter four onwards, or are we, because in the last call we discussed that we will use, or we normally use our cash positions to sort of hedge against, you know, the supply chain costs. So is there something which we see as an inflation in terms of raw material cost, or have we already hedged it?
No, the inflation definitely is there, but in the pricing of cement and steel, this is passed through, because in all our contracts or most of our contracts, there are base prices for these materials. But
sure.
there is an indirect impact on account of increase in steel prices because of, you know, the other material, our equipment that we buy, be it tower cranes, be it mixers, transit mixers, so on and so forth, scaffolding, aluminium shuttering, there is an impact on account of this pricing.
Sure. These were two questions I had. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Samrat Sarkar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, so I just wanted to know why your other employee expenses are, as compared to your percentage of revenues, is so high this quarter or as compared to last year?
This is basically provision as per the ECL method has been made around 3 crore. That's why there is a slightly difference.
Okay. And when do you expect the this your operating margins to be 10% from which financial year onwards?
Yeah, this year would be double digit.
Okay. That's it, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants to press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dollar Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, how much value of projects that we have already bidded and is outcome is yet to come?
So that's the number that we don't have handy at the moment. L1 we've already told you is 2485. The other value is more on the private sector side. Can we get back to you on that number?
Yeah,
that's not going to be substantial. As I said, we are not focusing on the government. On the residential side. So primarily government projects ही होते हैं. उसमें L1 आ गया है. वो आपको नंबर हमने दे दिया. जो जॉब जो अभी खुले नहीं हैं गवर्नमेंट प्रोजेक्ट्स टेंडर वो अभी आई डोंट हैव दैट फिगर हैंडी वील गेट बैक टू यू ऑन दैट
नो शीश एंड जो अपना सर अभी जो प्राइवेट गवर्नमेंट का जो अभी ऑर्डर बुक का शेयर विच इज एट 68% विच इज अ प्राइवेट सो वो लास्ट टाइम वी सेड दैट वी वांट इट टू रिड्यूस टू 60%
टू दिसंबर
Actually, ये even हो गया और अगर if you take the central vista which has come in after December, so yeah, it will be about 60-40.
So वो now we will keep it at this level or we want to it to 50-50 going forward?
Going forward, देखो 50-50 के करीब ही लेके आएंगे, बट इट कैन इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू से वेदर इट विल बी 55-45, वेदर इट विल बी 60-40 वन वे और दी अदर, और 40-60, बट इट विल बी क्वाइट इवन.
ओके ओके ओके, गॉट इट सर, गॉट इट. थैंक यू सर.
थैंक यू.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Kumar from Vaikarya Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hi. Just one question, sir. Is there any impact of the new labor code on our contract labor front? And if yes, how do you see
it? I think we have answered this question.
1.31 crores in absolute numbers up to December.
No, I understand, sir. This is for the our employee wage, right? I was just wondering the outsourced labor.
That is include outsourced labor.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
You know, outsourced labor is generally for labor rate works. We have petty contractors, right? And there it's rate per unit, where the work is contracted out to them. So this impact going forward, is in the rates that is agreed with them. So it becomes very difficult to quantify this. Have I been able to articulate? Have you understood?
Yes, sir. Understood. I was just trying to understand from from bidding point of view or pricing point of view for going forward, how does this impact us?
So as far as labor is concerned, due to its scarce availability and diminishing skills, the quarter on quarter, when we bid for a job, we are seeing that the unit rates are on the increase every 3 months or 4 months, and they are far more than what the governments are recognizing. So we are putting, we are accounting for this increase based on the past data, past 1 year or past 2 years. We are extrapolating that data and using it to sort of hike our bids also.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Munir Shamadia, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, in the Q2 presentation, year-to-date order was 4374 crore. And in Q3 presentation, it is 9565 crores. And in the meanwhile, we have received two orders of 3070 crore and 888 crore. Still, there is a difference of around 1200 crore. So, have we received any other order?
We'll need to. I don't have that data handy. But Satbir, you can reach out to Satbir. We'll provide you that detail.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Ankit, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity again. I just wanted to ask a couple of points. One is quarter two presentation, we had mentioned Whiteland Corporation is around order value of around 1,065 crore, which has in the quarter three presentation has come up to be 821 crore. So is there a change here? That's the first question.
I think there is a mismatch. The 1060 includes GST.
Okay.
So the 821 is without GST.
Okay. Okay. And second question was that what type of benefits in terms of the operational, financial or any other organizational benefits we would like to extract from the action of subsidiaries which are getting merged into the parent company?
No, this is
These are the subsidiaries which own a tract of land in Kolkata, which has been on our books for a long time. As we have been mentioning in our investor interaction, we are now looking to leverage this land. To do that, we have applied for necessary clearances, and for those clearances to go through, amalgamation of this land is required. That is why we are merging these companies with the parent company.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Samrat Sarkar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the follow-up. So I just wanted to know when do you expect the growth to be in mid 15 or 20% growth annually from the current 10% growth? So from this year onwards or from the next FY27, you expect this growth to be much better, sales growth?
So the sales growth or top line growth, as I said, between 15 to 20%, it will be there in, we are extremely hopeful it will be there in the next financial year.
Okay, sir, that's great. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we take that as the last question of the day. And now I would like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thanks. Thank you, everybody, for joining in. Hopefully, we've answered all your queries. If there is any more questions, feel free to reach out to Mr. Sarbir Singh, our CFO. Hope to see you again in a few months' time. Thank you. Bye.
On behalf of Ambit Capital Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.